Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of African Pioneer. Welcome back, Colin. How's things?
Oh, very good, thank you. And how's you?
Very good, yeah. We're here at the hotel beside of Cape Town. Very nice. Can hear the sea lapping against the the waves and everything. It's very good.
It's very good. We've had a great trip to Zambia, and here we are now in Cape Town, and you're also in Cape Town, but we're missing each other at the minute. So tell us all about what's been happening then, AFP.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a way to start in Indaba, and what a way to be in the mining investment company, the trade, and the people who know copper, and of course, One Copper. What an announcement, in actual fact, to put out, and I'm glad it was coincident with this. More coincidence than design, but not complaining. And of course, you know, what does that say? It says that we found the Western Foreland, and we found Kamoa-type mineralization, and we found Kawesi. There may be a lot of geologists in the world don't know the significance of that, but by Jove, if you know Southern African geology, you will know just how significant that is. Kamoa is one of the most exciting new prospects, new mines in the world. I think it's the richest grade, running at around about 5%. The Western Foreland is an enormous block of ground, which is owned by Ivanhoe, and drilling has come up with 4 to 6%. Of course, Kolwezi was a similar type proposition. And, you know, folklore says, oh, well, on the Zambian side. I mean, what, how on earth can, when God put the copper in the ground, can he talk about the Zambian side, the Congo side? It's all about geology, and it's been hypothesized for a long time. This little company, African Pioneer, together with its big partner, First Quantum, has actually stopped hypothesizing, and there it is. We've got the Western Foreland, we've got the Kamoa. Just as important, and then I guess as, you know, looking at the crisis and the shortage of copper, just as important, probably more important in the short term, is the fact we seem to have a massive strike length of near-surface material, you know, is the sort of traditional copper belt material, and can be treated, and there are process plants nearby what that can treat it. And of course, First Quantum owned them, which is not a bad place to be. First Quantum will be modeling everything they've got and developing a profile to drill for the deeper Kamoa prospect. But what a joy to, in actual fact, have two very, very big targets and to prove it. I remember, you're not many years ago, you know, if you in diamond mining, if you find a kimberlite, you didn't care really if you've got any diamonds in it initially. The very fact that you made a new kimberlite discovery was announceable, and it would perform very well for the company who found it in terms of their intrinsic value, market capitalization, and all those good things. This time round, we've made a discovery which I think would counteract most kimberlites. It's a major discovery. It's a major proof of the fact that the Congo-style mineralization, if you like, is evident in northwest Zambia. And to me, that's an absolute first, a geological achievement, which we hope to turn into mineralization in the course of time, a resource big enough to be viable and one of the next generation copper mines. But the region extends into Zambia. Wonderful news, and we're very pleased about it.
So what's the way forward for this in terms of First Quantum and AFP's relationship? How does that work financially, just to remind people of the situation?
Well, I mean, financially, you got to remember there is no joint venture in progress. It's an option. So we, if they like what they see, I'd be quite surprised if they didn't. It extends into a joint venture, and those terms will have to be discussed. There's a framework, if you like, a framework for the joint venture structure, but quite a bit of discussion to be held. And they've worked very fast, you know, and they've drilled this out very, very quickly. So I've got no doubt in my mind that progress will be just as fast, and commercial and technical commercial will precede, of course, technical. My best advice is they're very anxious to get on with things.
So another positive then for African Pioneer. Obviously, we've got those licenses up in Botswana as well. So, yeah, all things look very rosy for African Pioneer for 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, two major partners. And, of course, don't let's forget Ngombo. We've got 12 million tons there, copper and gold. And we've proved out, and we're waiting yet for the definition of size and grade, but we proved out a little open pit to start it all off. So good way to start 2023, and a good way to start the Indaba, which is the, if you like, the mecca of the mining world.
Very good. Well, on that note, Colin, we'll probably catch up with you later, and I'm sure you've got a busy day as we have, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for including me in your big busy schedule. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.